You know? Yeah. I gotta roll with the punches. Take some bumps, give some bruises. Exactly. It's easy to just give it all up.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Post-Suit Podcast. Good morning, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. On this morning's podcast, we're going to talk about three individual items that are interwoven into each other. And the items we're going to talk about today will be redress, which is the first step that leads to an EEO process, the 90-day probationary period, and Article 15. And I'm going to show you how all three are directly connected. Let's start with the 90-day probationary period. I would first have to ask, why is it so important that employees go through 2-3 probationary periods? I personally think, or I am of the opinion, that if an employee goes through a probationary period as a casual or as an MHA, PSC, then there is no need to go through a probationary period as a regular. If postal management was diligent in their job, if they hired that person to return as an MHA or a casual, then that should suffice for career employment. But nonetheless, employees who have not served 2 consecutive terms must do a 90-day probationary period. Under normal circumstances, that would not be a problem. But in today's Postal Service, whether it be in Ohio, whether it be in Jacksonville, Florida, whether it be in Indiana, whether it be in any state you choose, the Postal Service is not living up to its part of the bargain with respect to bringing employees into the service via the 90-day probationary period. You see, they have a responsibility to lay out expectations, then come back at an initial 30, 60, 80-day period and evaluate. If the employee is falling short of the mark, by falling short of the mark, I mean if the employee receives an unsatisfactory, as per postal guidelines, it is the responsibility of postal management to notify that employee and allow that employee the opportunity to improve before they terminate. That brings us to the second part of our conversation, Article 15. An employee who is terminated during their 90-day probationary period, as per the contract, have no access to the grievance procedure under Article 15. So if you think about that, the Postal Service can fire you for any reason at all, and I do mean any, and I am an EEO slash redress slash employee advocate for employees not only in Ohio, but across the nation, because I advocate for employees in Florida, in New York. It doesn't matter to me where, but I only make that known because... Now, here's a real crazy example. In fact, it's so crazy. Is it really crazy? If you are an employee in your 90-day probationary period, postal management can terminate you because the shoelaces in your shoes do not match. Do you hear what I say? And listen, yes, I'm giving you a far, far, far right example because I want to show you the authority or the bullshit power that postal management actually has and they abuse when it comes to 90-day probationary employees. They can terminate you because your shoelaces do not match. And listen to me when I tell you, what is your recourse? You have none. Do you hear what I'm saying? You have none. If your union has a very good rapport with postal management, maybe they can come in and have a conversation and show management the error in their ways. But you really have no recourse. When I stress no recourse, I mean with respect to the grievance procedure. Management could make an awful decision, 1,000% wrong. There is nothing you can do about it. And that just does not seem fair. They may have zero just cause, but because you are in a 90-day probationary period, you can't fight it. If there is a discriminating factor, which is very prevalent in today's United States Postal Service, if there's a discriminating factor, you may have recourse through the EEO/redress process. But for the most part, you have no recourse, and I think that is horrible, particularly when you look at the level of inefficiency at the SDO, supervisor, and frontline level. The amount of inefficiency, Postal Service does a less than admirable job at training supervisors on how to evaluate employees' performance. I've been told of there are some postal plants in the South that mail handlers evaluate clerks. Clerks evaluate mail handlers. Doesn't that sound like a recipe for disaster? And I mean no disrespect to that frontline supervisor. To be able to measure, set a goal, and evaluate the performance of employees is not something that you just do. That is a learned skill, and the post office spends no time teaching that skill to frontline supervisors. And if you think I'm joking, the next time you go to work, ask your supervisor how would they evaluate you. Yeah, I'd like to take a minute and address a post that I had on Facebook last week. The post concerned, should the National Postal Mail Handlers Union change their contract so that the 90-day probationary period employee is now afforded access to Article 15? Well, let me kind of explain that. That was not a post pro or con. It was just a question, because I don't have a position on that. I don't really know the impact. All I know is, again, as a EEO representative, I'm seeing more cases than I care to see where management is just terminating employees for the silliest of reasons, and there seems to be no recourse unless there's an EEO violation that will allow the employee to come back to work. Now, some of the comments were pretty rough, I gotta say. But you gotta look at, and some of the rough comments were, they should bring their ass to work. Good for them, they should be fired. But I wanna put a different spin on that. And that spin is, if you take a job with a company, it's not logical for that company to expect you to come there and just know what to do. It's expected that you should come there and be willing to do what it is they expect you to do. And I'm saying that only to say, when this new employee reports for work, and let me just say this quickly. I'm talking to plant employees right now. So letter carriers and folks out in the associate office, this part of the conversation is not for you. Plant employees. When these employees report for work and the supervisor don't have a real good clue what's going on, so they allow that employee to wander way more than need be. You can't fault that employee when that becomes part of the workday. Now, a lot of us say, well, they should have better work habits or work practices. But let's just look at this for real, just for a second. You get hired at a job and your supervisor allows you to do whatever it is you want to do, whether that be work hard or disappear. How many of you would really object to that? Now, let's keep it real. And the new employee finds themselves there way more often than not. I've sat in cases where new employees have missed way more days than anybody should ever miss. I'm talking employees with 30 years, but the supervisor allowed it and said nothing to them. So the employee, and I'm sorry, and don't ask me how the employee thought process allowed him to think this, he thought it was okay to call off every weekend. Supervisor never said anything to him. If postal management is not going to be management and do the evaluations properly, where you tell an employee you're expected to be here regular, or let's put it like we feel it, every day. And then when that employee doesn't live up to that, you provide guidance along the way, not at one day and then terminate. Does that make sense? And it's only going to help, and it's going to make a better employee. And it's also going to allow postal management to properly terminate those employees who are just not going to go along with the program, for lack of a better phrase, earlier. But for whatever reason, they refuse to do it. So I see more employees than need be terminated for the silliest of reasons. And unfortunately, they have no real recourse to get their job back unless they decide to get a private attorney, but through the union, even if they're a member. And contractually, they're correct, no recourse. If there is no equal opportunity employment violation, they can't go through the EEO process. And mind you, all my conversation is predicated on the employee the employer not showing just cause to terminate an employee. Now, if there is just cause, then I'm going to miss you with this whole conversation, because that is what that is. But if the employer is not doing due diligence, or if the employer is going to be allowed to just terminate employees at their own discretion, then I think as a union, and all unions, then we have to change the narrative that we give employees when they come into the service. And that narrative is going to have to say, listen, it's a very tight rope you're walking here right now. The best I can tell you is you need to be here every day. Don't miss any days. I mean, do exactly what's asked of you, because we have to inform people coming in that postal management has the authority to, at their discretion, to terminate you. You have to make, you being the new employee, have to go out of your way to make more of an attempt to get along with your supervisor, because your supervisor holds the power to say, I don't like you, I'm going to terminate you. And I know I might be taking it very far, but you need to understand, as far as I'm taking it, that's how far postal management has the authority to take it. So again, if we can't correct what it is postal management does, then we have to adjust how we bring employees into the service or into our unions. And that adjustment has to include fully informing them of the authority postal management has over them for the next 90 days of their employment. But to that new probationary employee who hears this podcast, it's not all gloom and doom, because there is one or two layers of defense, hopefully in your behalf. If you have that renegade, for lack of a better phrase, frontline supervisor who wants to terminate you for no just cause, they have to have it concurred with by an MDO. Now, I gotta tell you, if you've got a renegade MDO and a renegade frontline supervisor, then there's no hope, I'm sorry. So this is Kenny Hodge, just trying to keep you informed on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.